ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, חנוכה שמח, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם את ברך, פרשת מקץ. And we have, right at the beginning of the parasha, we see, ויהי מקץ שנתיים ימים, ופרעו חולם, והנה עומד על היאור. And we have right away, we have the מדרש רבה, tells us here, says here in מדרש רבה, פרשה פתת, סימן בית, והיא מקץ שנתיים ימים, דה מדרש, קווץ דה פסוק למשלה, בכל עצב יהיה מותר, ודבר שפתיים אך למחסור. What is this פסוק referring to? דה מדרש says, כל דבר שנצטער בו יוסף עם אדונתו, היה לו יתרון ממנה. Whatever יוסף הצדיק went through with אשת פוטיפר, but at the end, דה מדרש says, היה לו יתרון ממנה. He gained also from this. Why? למה שנטלת ביתה? Because he married her daughter. You see, the pasuk said, וליוסף יולד שני בנים, בטרם תבוא שנת הרעב, אשר ילדה לו אסינת בת פוטיפר הכהן און. But he married, he ended up marrying her daughter. That's what the Midrash is telling us. בכל עשב יהיה מותר, ודבר שפתיים אך למחסור, what's the end of the פסוק? על ידי שאמר לשר המשקים, כי אם זכרתני והזכרתני, נתווסף לו שתשנים. שנאמר, והיא מוקש שנתיים ימים, ופרעו חולם, והנה עומד על היאור. That's what happened with יוסף הצדיק. דבר שפתיים אך למחסור, because he asked שר המשקים, כי אם זכרתני והזכרתני, please if you could... תל פרעו אבאת מי, כי גנוב גונבתי מארץ העברים, וגם פה לא עשיתי מאומה, כי שמו אותי בבור. Because of this, the Midrash says, he ended up staying in jail extra 2 years. Because we know, last week's parasha, right at the end, we know that Yosef Sadiq, whatever Eshet Potiphar, she was trying to do the Abira with him, and whatever she was talking bad about him, at the end, he saw his master, what's going on, so he put him in jail for the honor of his wife. He doesn't want to embarrass his wife, so he put him in jail. And Yosef HaTzadik, he has to stay in jail for 10 years. And Yosef HaTzadik, he knew this, he had to stay for 10 years, like the Midrash Rabbah tells us. Because we have Midrash Rabbah later on, in Parashat Va'ira. Also, he quotes very similar Midrash to the Midrash we just read. Says here in Parashat Va'ira, Parashat Zayin, Siman Aleph. Same thing, ודבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון וצווהם אל בני ישראל, הדו דכתיב, בכל עצב יהיה מותר, ודבר שפתיים אך למחסור. תראו אותו, אתה מוצא שלא היה יוסף ראוי לנתן בבית האסורין, אלא 10 שנים. יוסף was supposed to stay in jail only for 10 years. Why? For what? מפני שהוציא דבע על 10 אחיו. Because he spoke bad. פסוק סד ויאבי יוסף דבתם רעה אל אביהם, כביכול he spoke bad about his 10 brothers. That's why he got punished that he has to stay 10 years in jail. פרקי דרבי אלעזר, he has different פירוש. פרקי דרבי אלעזר, פרק למתת, he brings down, he says because when אשת פוטיפר, she wanted to do the עבירה with him, נעץ 10 אסבעותיו, and 10 drops of שכבת זרע came out of his fingers, whatever that means. And because of this, He had to be mechaper on that avira. That's why he had to stay in jail for 10 years. That's what the Midrashim tell us. And you see also by last week's parasha, you see when Sar Mashkim, ויבוא עליהם יוסף בבוקר, וירא אותם והנם זועפים. Sar Mashkim, Sar Ha'ofim, after each one of them, they had his own dream. Yosef came to them and he saw them, פניהם זועפים. He said, they look, you know, not happy. They look sad. So he told them what happened. He told them his dream, and Yosef interpreted his dream. And he told him at the end, "Ki im zechartani etecha ka'asher yitablach ve'asita na'am madi hased ve'izkartani el parao ve'ositani min habayit hazeh." So he was, Yosef HaTzadik was asking him, "Please, I know that now Parao in 3 days is going to call you back, and you're going to go back to your position. You're going to go back to work by Parao, you're going to continue to become Sar Mashkim. But please, if you could tell Parao something, you know, take me out of jail. Why? Because Ki Gunab Gunabti Meres Avrim. I didn't do anything for no reason. They put me in jail because of Eshet Potiphar. For no reason. Allo Avel Bechapi. I had to stay there. So please, if you could tell Parao something, to take me out of jail. That's what he told him. But then Farshim, they asked, said, the Pasuk said, Ki im zechartani etecha. What does the word ki means? The word ki means because. Chaura doesn't fit here with the language here. Ki, because you're going to remember me. What is this because here? Chaura doesn't fit. He was supposed to tell him, please. What does mean key? The word key, there's no room for it here. I saw a beautiful pirush Sefer Vayomer Abraham brings down. He said, really, there are two types of people when they go to jail. There are regular people that they did something, they suspect them, they did something bad. So right away, they're going to take them, they're going to put them in jail until they're going to find out what's going on with them. Did they do anything bad? They didn't do anything bad. So they check them out. If they did something bad, they're going to punish them. If they found out that they were innocent, then they're going to release them. They're going to go free, and that's it. That's one type. But there is different type of people that they go to jail. People that they have high position, like a person who's sir, someone who's hashub, someone who has a high position. That person, if they're going to find something suspicious about him, not right away, they're going to put him in jail. The FBI is going to check out behind him. They're going to watch out what he's doing. After, they're going to have all kind of proofs that really he deserves to be punished. Then they go punish him. They follow him for how long they follow him? Until they're going to have all the proofs, all the rayot, all the hukahot that they need to judge him. After they collect all what they need, then they go and they put him in jail until they're going to judge him. So he says here, he said, really, there is big difference between these two types. Why? Because the first type, the person, they suspected him, he did something bad, they put him in jail until trial. Whatever the judge is going to say, then they're going to decide. So the first type, they put him in jail only because suspecting him, he did something bad. Maybe he did something bad, maybe not. So for now, we don't want him to continue doing whatever he's doing. So we put him in jail until we're going to judge him. So that type of person said it's easy for him to get out of jail. But for sure, you know, most probably he's going to get out of jail. Why? Because they only suspected him. They're going to look deeper into his case. They're going to find out that he's innocent. They're going to send him back. But the second type of people that they go to jail said the person is hashub. The person is sad. He has a high position. They're not going to put him in jail if they're only suspecting him. If they decided to put him in jail, it means they were looking already about his case for who knows how long. They're following him. They're collecting evidence until they find something, you know, the good proof. Then they're going to take him, put him in jail. That person, his chances to leave jail are very small. And he says here also something else. He says the first type to put him in jail, it could be that they're going to come out of jail, they're going to go back to their daily routine. They have no problem. But that someone who's hashub, they put him in jail, that person, even if they're going to take him out of jail, they're only going to find, probably he's going to pay some lawyers, you know, to do something about his case, and they're going to try to minimize his punishment. So really, that person is not expecting to, you know, to go back to his position. So here, what happened here with Sar al-Mashkim? Sar al-Mashkim was Sar. He was working by Paraos, Sar al-Mashkim. He had big ma'ala. So if that person, they put him in jail, that means he's not expecting, you know, to get out of jail, especially that the Pasuk said, Ve'yu yamim b'mishmar. What's being Rashi said? 12 months. He said of one full year he stayed in jail. He already gave up hope that he's going to go back to his position. Forget it. He already gave up. All his wishes, Sar al-Mashkim, that please free me out of jail, let me go. And he'll go to a different country, go to different place, just get me out of jail. That's what he is expecting. When Yosef came to him and he told him in 3 days, not only you're going to go out of jail, also Paro's going to put you back in your first position. When Sar al-Mashkim heard this, he didn't believe Yosef. He told him, what are you talking about, Yosef Sadiq? What's going on? Then Yosef, he answered him, he told him, no, really, your case is different. Normally, someone who's sir like you, they're not going to put him in jail unless they're going to have big proofs against him, then they're going to put him in jail. But you, in your case, they only suspected you, they did something bad, and they put you in jail right away. Why is it like this? He says, you know why? Kim zechartan etecha. The whole reason you went to jail only so you should take me out of jail. That's what Yosef was telling him. That's basically what the Midrash Rabbah. Midrash Rabbah says this beferush. The Midrash Rabbah says here in Parashah Pechet Siman Gimel, says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, Rabbi Hanin, Bashin Rabbi Yohanan, Ketib, Lechu Hazu Mufalot Elohim, Asher Sam Shamot Baaretz. Take a look, the ways how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of things on earth. Take a look. It said, "Hukzif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonim Al Abadehem Kedei Leten Gedula Letzadikim." That's what it is. The only reason why Hashem put in Paro's mind to get angry at Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Ofim, why? Because the time of Yosef to leave jail already has come. So if that's the case, Paro Kasaf Al Abadav, you know why? Kedei Leten Gedula LeYosef. That's the only reason why Paro got angry at Sarah Mashkim to take Yosef out of jail. It means Yosef Sadiq was supposed to come out of jail right when Sarah Mashkim came. When Sarah Mashkim came out, Yosef was supposed to be released. Ela, because he told Sarah Mashkim, Kim Zechartani Techa, Vizkartani El Paro, he was begging him, please, if you could tell Paro to take me out of jail, I didn't do anything for no reason. They put me here in jail, that's why he got punished, stayed in jail another 2 years. That's what basically what Or HaHaim HaKadosh tells us. Or HaHaim HaKadosh says, "Vehi makis shenatayim yamim ufarao cholim." Or HaHaim says something beautiful. He says, "Makis shenatayim yamim ufarao cholim." For the whole 2 years, night after night, Parao was having the same dream. But every night, Parao, when he wakes up in the morning, he forgot about his dream. Until the end of the 2 years, when the time that Yosef has to come out of jail, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Paro's mind to remember the dream. Now he needed someone to interpret the dream for him, then they're going to call after Yosef. But throughout the whole 2 years, Paro was having the same dream. Ela, because Yosef, he told Sarah Mashkin, Kim Zechartani Vizkartani, Hashem, he made Paro forget his dream for the period of 2 years to punish Yosef at Sadiq. That's what HaKadosh tell us. Because he told Sarah Mashkin, Kim Zechartani Vizkartani, that's why he was punished. That's basically what the Midrash Rabbah. He continues here. Says in Parashah Petet Siman Gimel, "Ashrei ha-geber asher sam Adonai miptacho ve'lo fana el rehabim v'sati chazab." So who's that person? Ashrei ha-geber, ashrav, the person that he put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's boteach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Who's that person? The Midrash says, "Ze Yosef ve'lo fana el rehabim v'sati chazab." What does this mean? And he didn't follow, he didn't go after Rehabim v'Sati Chazab. Who are those Rehabim? First thing it says here, these are referring to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, they are called Rahab, like the Pasuk said in Tehillim, Azkir Rahab u'Babel le'yodi'ai. Rahab is referring to Mitzrayim. V'lo fana el Rehabim v'Sati Chazab. Who's that? Yosef HaTzadik, the Midrash continues, she'al yedei she'amar li'sarah mashkim kim zikhartani v'izkartani nitvasaf lo sh'tishanim. Because he told Sarah Mashkim, please, if you could remind me in front of Paro, you're going to take me out of jail. Because he said this, he was punished to stay another 2 years. Chaura, I don't understand the Midrash. Resheh lev sefeh, v'sefeh lev resheh. Chaura, in the beginning, he said, Ashrei ha-geber asher sam Hashem b'tacho. Ashrav to the person that he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Who's that? Yosef. And because Yosef, he put his trust in Sarah Mashkim, that's why he was delayed another 2 years. What's going on here? That's why Pirush Yedei Moshe, he says, Retzono lomar, Ashrei ha'ish lo asa kmo Yosef. Why? Because Yosef pana el rehabim v'sati chazab. So what the Midrash is saying, Ashrei ha'geber asher sam Hashem b'tacho, what the Midrash says, Zei Yosef, he said, you should learn from Yosef not to do like him. It's a very harsh statement to say it, but that's what Pirush Yedei Moshe said. Very hard to say because we have the Gemara, Masechet Yoma. The Gemara says over there, the Flamed Hay, that Yosef Mechayev et Harsha'im. Even though the Gemara over there, I know the Gemara is talking about Yosef Mechayev et Harsha'im because of Abira of Gilui Arayot, but still it's very hard to understand how come here the Midrash is coming to tell us that what? Ashrei ha-geber asher sam Hashem b'tacho, do not learn from Yosef at Tzaddik. That means Yosef Sadiq wasn't 100% in Ma'alat al-Bittahun. However, it's a very harsh statement to say it about Yosef Sadiq. You have to understand it with Hashem differently, with Hashem Tbarach. And also, we have to understand what's wrong with what Yosef did. He asked Sarah Mashkim, please, if you could say something in front of Paro, take me out of jail. Probably Hashem, like what the Midrash said, Hukzif Adon al Abdo. Why? To take Yosef out of jail. So Hashem, he send him Shaliach to Beit HaSohar, so he should tell him something. So I don't understand, what you want Yosef to sit down in jail, and he has a chance, maybe this guy's going to take him out of jail. Who knows about Yosef in jail? Like, no one knows about him. He stayed in jail. There's no one to help him. And the Gemara said, "In Asur Matir Ta'asmum Beit HaAsurim." Who's going to take him out of jail? Hashem send him Sarah Mashkim. Maybe Hashem's hinting to him. Yeah, tell him something. He send you the Mashiach. He send you the Shaliach. What do you want? Yes, he has to ask him for something. So why the Midrash is telling us, because he asked Sarah Mashkim, he got punished to stay another 2 years. Or else we have to understand. And then Farshim, they explain that really, if Yosef, Hashem, he sent him Sarah Mashkim, Yosef was supposed to tell Sarah Mashkim something. He has to do something shtedlut on his side. He has to do something shtedlut, but Darshim is saying about Yosef at Tzaddik, why you have kibyachol to beg Sarah Mashkim about this? He told him, Kim zechartani, veizgartani, veetzaltani, veosaitani min habayit hazeh. Chawara, why you have to ask him so many times? If Hashem send you Sarah Mashkim to jail, so you should do your shtedlut, okay, I understand, you did your shtedlut, tell him once, and that's it. Hashlech al Hashem yavicha, vihu yichalki elecha. Hashem is going to help you. You did your shtedlut, and that's it. But kibyachol from the psukim sounds like Yosef, kibyachol was begging him. So because of this, because he asked him 2 times, kim zechartani vezkartani, that's why he was punished to stay for extra 2 years. So it sounds like if he would have told him only 1 time, he would have done his shtedlut and he would have come out of jail right away. But I saw something interesting here. I saw here in Sefer Rinat Yitzhak, he has Pirushim on the whole Tanakh. He has Pirush here on Sefer Mishle Peragimal, Pasuk He. Pasuk says, Betach el Adonai bechol lebecha ve'el binatecha al tisha'ain. You have to put your trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, 100%. Don't rely on your ideas. No, you have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So he quotes here, he said, "Ubi'er Hagra Zal." What does mean, "Betach al Hashem b'chol b'cha"? She'yeh l'b'cha shalem b'medata b'tachon. Ve'lo b'mekstat halem. Means you have to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, not 99%, not 50%, not 80%. 100% you have to put your trust. Ve'lo b'mekstat halem. Don't rely on your chokhmah, don't rely on your wisdom. Why? Shelo tomar ibtach b'Hashem, ach ani mechuyab la'asot u'lishayin gam ani al tzichli. A person shouldn't say, you're right, I have to put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, but still I have to do something. I have to do some shtedlut. I have to do, Hashem gave me chokhmah, why you give me chokhmah? I have to use it. So he said, צריך אני מחויב אני לעשות ולשעין גם על שכלי. לכך אמר שאל תשעין. אפילו בתורת משענת לא יהיה לך שכליך, אלא בטח בהשם בכל לבך. עד כאן לשונו. ואל בינתך אל תשעין. Don't rely on your חוכמה at all. You have to be בוטח לקדוש ברוך הוא 100%. וכתודין יזהיר ספר רנת יצחק, והנה במדרש ראש פרשת מקס, המדרש הוא שסטרד, אשרי הגבר אשר שם אדוני מפתחו זה יוסף. שעל ידי שאמר לשר המשקים זכרתני וזכרתני, וסף לא 2 שנים. טוב, that's what the מדרש said. והנה, מרן הגאון רבי חיים בריסק ז"ל, שאל הגאון רבי שמחה זליג ז"ל, מה היה אם יוסף היה אומר רק פעם אחת אם זכרתני, ולא 2 פעמים? What would have been if יוסף would have asked שר המשקים 1 time only, כי אם זכרתני אל פרעו, that's it. What would have been? And Vihishibo, he answered him, Debi'at pa'am ahat hayani ina shana ahat. If he would have told him 1 time, he would have been punished for 1 year only. But because he told him 2 times, Zikhartani, Vizkartani, that's why he was punished for 2 years. That's what Rabbi Simcha Zedek said. But Gaon Brisk, Rabbi Chaim Brisk, he answered him, he told him no. Umaran Gaon Rabbi Chaim Zal Amar, Dilo hayani ina shkilal. If he would have told him only 1 time, Kim Zikhartani, that's his shtadlut. He has to do shtadlut. If he would have told him 1 time only, then he wouldn't be punished at all. Not like what Rabbi Simcha Zedek said. Deloyan enash kilal, deyesh din shel shtadlut. יפתדו יור השתדלות. אבל כיוון שאמר שני פעמים, אז מוכח די גם הפעם הראשונה לא אמר משום השתדלות, אלא משום חסרון בטחון, כפי מדרגתו. עד כאן דבריו. Based on Yosef's level, because he asked him two times, it was כביכול פגם in his מדת בטחון לקדוש ברוך הוא. That's why he was punished for two years. But if he would have asked him one times only, he wouldn't be punished at all. That's what Rav Chaim Brisk was saying. But he continues here in Sefer Renat Ishaq, אולם לפי מה שכתב הגרא, נראה שלא היה לו לעשות שום פעולה מצדו כלל, אלא לבטוח בהשם. Based on what the גרא said, ואל בינתך, אל תשען, בטח על השם בכל לבך, בכל לבך, ולא במקצת הלב. 100% you have to rely on הקדוש ברוך הוא. You don't have to do any השתדלות at all. That's based on the גאון מבין מה? אלא היה לו לבטוח בהשם, וכן מסעתי ברבנו בחי שם, בפירוש בפרשת מקץ, שהביא כרד יחה, וכתב שמי שהוא שלם במדת הבטחון, אין לו לבקש סיבה. You don't need to do השתדלות at all. Especially in the מדרגה of יוסף הצדיק, he wasn't supposed to do any השתדלות at all. כי אם הוא משתדל ומבקש סיבה שינצל מן המעורע ההוא שהוא בו, משים חלק אחד מלבו בבטחון אותה סיבה, ואיננו בוטח בקדוש ברוך הוא בטחון שלם בכל לבו. עין שם בדברם. He said, if he would have put, you know, his trust a little bit, you know, I have to do some השתדלות, that means he's not trusting הקדוש ברוך הוא 100%. Based on your level, יוסף הצדיק, you weren't supposed to ask שר המשקיעים, nothing. That's what I saw also similarly. I saw in Od Yosef Chai, he says that למשל, למה הדבר דומה? Yosef, why Yosef was punished for extra 2 years? Because he also says the same thing like Rabbeinu Bahia. Said Yosef, based on his level, he wasn't supposed to do any ishtadlut at all. He said, כל שכן, that Yosef, he knew ברוח הקודש, that he has to stay in jail for 10 years. Why? To be מחפר, on the 10th pozerad came out of his fingers, or to be mechaper on the debar that he was motzi against his 10 brothers. And Yosef, he knew that reason, he knew that he has to stay in jail to be mechaper on this. And if that's the case, Ben Shai says in Od Yosef Chai, if that's the case, al-mashal lema ha-dabar dume, a person that they put him in jail, they told him he has to stay behind bars for 10 years. And that person, all the way toward the end of the 10 years, the last day, he was asking someone, could you please talk to someone to take me out of jail? He said, what do you have to do shtadlut at all here? If you know that Hashem put you in jail 10 years to be mechaper on the avera that you spoke about your 10 brothers, so at the end of the 10 years, Hashem has his own ways how to take you out. You don't have to do shtadlut at all. If you're asking for someone else, he sounds so silly. Just like a person, they put him in gezerah, he has to stay in jail for 10 years. After 10 years, even for no reason, they're going to send him out. They put him in jail for 10 years. After this, خلاص, he's going to go out. Why do you have to do shtadlut at all? And Yosef, he knew this. And he put his shtadlut in someone else. It was pgam, middat al-bittahon of Yosef. That's why he was punished for extra 2 years. But we could explain also how come Yosef Tzadik was punished for extra 2 years, even though he has to do some shtadlut, he has to do his shtadlut, has to do something. Why he was punished to stay another 2 years? We understand this Be'ezer Hashem, but we have to start with the famous Gemara. We have Gemara here, famous Gemara, everyone knows it, in the Masechet Baba Metzi'a, in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Alef. The Gemara says here, a story. Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, תברו לי הנהו שכל האי חביתה דחמרה. רבא בר חנה, he hired a few workers to carry barrels of wine from one place to the other. אז what they do? On the way, בפשיעה, רשי said, תברי לי שלא במקום מדרון ובפשיעה. They were guilty. They didn't do their job properly and the barrels of wine broke. So what did רבא בר חנה do to them? שקר לגלימיהו. He took off their clothes and he held it with him. Held it with him, said, until you're going to pay me for the damage that you caused me, I'm not giving you back your clothes. That's what he told them. So what did they do? Atu amru li rab. So they took Rabba Bar Hanna to Beddin. Said, took him to Beddin and said, Hakam, Rabba Bar Hanna, he took our clothing. So Rabba Bar Hanna, Rab, he asked Rabba Bar Hanna, what's going on? Amar li, hab li hu glimayhu. Give them back their clothing. told them, I don't understand. I told Hakam, Amar le dinah achi? Is that the halakha? I have to give them back their clothes? They caused, take a look at how much damage they caused me. Not only they're not paying me for the damage, they're asking me, I should compensate them also. What's going on here? He told him, Amar dinah achi? Is that the halakha? Amar le'in, this is the halakha. Why? Because the pasuk said in Mishle, Lema'an telech bederech tovim. You have to go in the righteous way. You, Rabbi Bar Hanna, you're a righteous man, you have to go and this way. This is the halakha. Okay? So he saw the Abedin, he decided like this, he has no choice, Rabbi Bar Hanna. He took their clothing and he gave it back to them. But those workers, they were Azifanim, Amrule, they continued asking from Rab Abedin, they asked him, said, Hakam, Aniye Anan, Vitarhinan Kule Yoma, Vikafninan, Veletlan Midele Michal. They told him, Hakam, we worked by him, by Rabbi Bar Hanna the whole day. We were carrying the barrels of wine. He didn't pay us a penny. And you know, Kvod Harab, you know, we have family, we have kids, we have to support them. He didn't pay us for our job. So the Amar Le, Zil Havel Lehu Agraihu. So Rab told Rabbi Bar Hanna, go pay them. They worked for you the whole day. Go pay them their salary. He told them, Hakam, Amar le dinah achi? Is that halakha? Am I in Rai Bedin? Am I in Sedom Amora? Where am I? Am I in Bedin? Where am I? So he told them, is this the halakha? I have to, not only I have to give them back their clothing, I have to pay them also for the job that they work for me, that they broke my barrels of wine. What's going on here? Is this the halakha? Amar le, in, this is the halakha. Why? Because the pasuk said, Ve'orchot tzaddikim tishmor. You have to keep the ways of the righteous people. This is the end of story, that's it. Rashi says, Ve'orchot tzaddikim tishmor. What does it mean, Orchot tzaddikim tishmor? Sefeh dekrahu. That's the end of the first pasuk that we mentioned. Hazak baruch. What does Rashi say? I could open up the pasuk in Mishle. I see, Lema'an telech bederech tobim, Ve'orchot tzaddikim tishmor. That's the pasuk. Do I need Rashi? Rashi has to tell me the Hadushir. I said, you know, by the way, you should know the Pasuk Ve'orchot Tzaddikim Tishmor, that's the end of the first Pasuk we mentioned. What does Rashi want? So I saw here in Maharsha, he explains it beautiful. He said, Pirash Rashi is Sefed Krahu, Atkan Lishono. So what does Rashi want? Rashi is not telling us that this is the end of the Pasuk. I know that. The Pasuk in Mishle, everyone knows it. Rashi doesn't have to tell us this. Ela, Maharsha explains, so no. Di kira ahrinahu, matzinan lememar de orchot tzaddikim tishmor, haynu liten lahem glimayhu, shelo yafsidu mamon atzmam. Aba liten lahem od sachar terham kiso, lahava mashma. I said, if the Gemara quote different pasuk from different Nabi, then I would have said that maybe the second pasuk also means the same thing what the first pasuk meant. Why? Because in Shnei Nabiim, Nabiim Bilashon Echad, they have many times the Nabiim, each Nabi, he rebukes Am Israel, you have to keep the Mizvot, you have to keep the Torah, and each one, he tells it in his own unique language. So it could be that these two psukim are saying the same thing. It could be that the one pasuk from one Nabi, different pasuk from different Nabi, both of them referring to the same topic, same halakha. That what? That Lema'an Telech B'derech Tovim, you have to give them back their clothing. But now that Rashi said the Gemara quoted the end of the first pasuk, that means the same Nabi. So what does the pasuk mean? Lema'at derech b'derech tovim, I understood. You have to give them back their clothing. What does it mean also? Ve'orchot tzaddikim tishmor. Same pasuk, not different Nabi. Same Nabi is telling you. You have to go b'derech tovim and also orchot tzaddikim tishmor. What does it mean? Aval hashta, kivan dirishad dekra lema'an telech b'derech tobim, namem eshma'a shelo yafsidu mamon atzmam, imken al korchach sefe dekra ve'orchot tzaddikim tishmor, le'osufe ba. The end of the pasuk is coming to add something additional. Not enough that you should give them back their clothing, lema'an telech b'derech tobim. This is not enough. You have to continue with this. We are hot tzaddikim tishmor. Same Nabi is telling you this. You have to continue. Al korchach sefe dekra le'osufe ba. Deleten lahem gam ken sechar terha. That's what it says here in Maharsha. But I saw also the Ben Ish Chai, Ben Hayada, he also explains something nice. He says here in Ben Hayada, he says, Kashe, Vechi Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, Lo Yada Ale Lehai Kira. Chaura, what the Gemara is saying here? That Rab, he told Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, this is the halakha. Amar Didina Hachi, this is the halakha. He told him, yes, Lema'an Telech Bederech Tobim. Vechi Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, he was big hakam. He didn't know that there is such a pasuk. How can Rabbi Bar Hanna on his own he wasn't going bederech tobim on his own until Rabbi had to force him to go bederech tobim. It was big tarmit hakam, Rabbi Bar Hana. On his own, he should have, you know, let it go. Even though you don't deserve to give you back your clothing, I'm gonna go bederech tobim, I'm gonna give you back your clothing. So on his own, Rabbi Bar Hana was supposed to do it. Why? He didn't know that there is such a pasuk. Bin Rali, devadaya da'ale. Rabbi Bar Hana, obviously, for sure, there's no doubt. He knew this pasuk, and he knew that he has to go bederech tobim, and he knew that he has to give them back their clothing. But he was holding their clothing for a reason. What is it? Ach sbir ale, de'en bed din gozrim ala adam la'asot ken. Ela ha'adam me'atzmo ra'uy she'yaseh ken. ולכן כיוון שראה שהם קבלו עליו בבית דין של רב וגזר עליו רב לעשות כן לכן אמר לי דינה אחי שיהיה בדבר זה גזירה כבדה על האדם so רבב אבר חנה he thought you're right the פסוק said למען תלך בדרך טובים that's I have to go on the righteous way I have to do it on my own but you cannot force it to me you cannot force me to do חסידות you could force me to follow the halakha But to force me to do Hasidut, that Hasidut has to come willingly from me. Has to come from me willingly. You cannot force me to do Hamra. You could force me to do the Halakha, not Hamra. That's what you told him. Is this the Halakha? Is the Halakha you forcing others to do Hamra? Amar de Ken, in Le Gabra Rabad Khvatah, Sarik Sheikh Zero Ala Bedin La Asot Kach. Why? Ki Gabra Dhvatah, Hayab Min Haddin La Lechad Bedir Khtobim. Person like you, Rabbi Bar Hana, yes, halakha could require you to go by derech tovim. You must give them back their clothing, even though if it was with different baal abayit, there wouldn't be such a hayum. Rabbi wouldn't be gozer on someone else to do this. But for you, Rabbi Bar Hana, you are big hakam. You don't want people talking about you, even though you're right. Let it go. Give them back their clothing. For you, it's a halakha. Ve'im Tamari continues, Me'akarar Baba Bar Hana, Ech lakach gili mayhu? If that's the case, how come in the first place, how come he took off their clothes and he held it by him? How come he did this, Rabbi Bar Hana? Ve'lo kiyem me'asmu ma'amar katub. Even according to him, Rabbi Bar Hana, he said, this humrat has to come from the person himself. So you, Rabbi Bar Hana, yourself, forget about Rabbi, you yourself, Rabbi, you don't want to do humrah? Any place Hakim Salim Mahmir Tabu ala Bracha, you don't want Biracha. Obviously Rabbi Bar Hana, he would have wanted to give them back their clothing. Why? Because willingly he would have done more than what he required to. So how come in the first place he took off their clothes and he held it by him? As a Irabun. For what? Bin Rali, who lochivin lakah mehim nizekayain. אלא אמר, קח גלימיהו כדי שאחר כך יבקשו ממני ויפצירו בי בתחנה ובקשה להחזיר להם ואז אחזיר להם. What is he gaining with this? He says that he is planning, Rabbi Bar Hana's plan, he said, I'm going to take their clothes, I'm going to hold it with me. Why? Because he didn't have in mind, you know, to hold their clothes instead of the damage that he caused them. No. He's going to give them back their clothes at the end. But he said, I want them to beg me to give them back their clothing and I'm going to tell them no then at the end I'm going to give it to them and then I'm going to finish with them وبداي if that's what am I going to do I'm going to hold that they're going to ask me to give them their clothes they're going to beg me then I'll give it back to them I'm not going to hold it I'm going to give it back to them as بداي لا يعزو بنهل بكش مني عود سخر said he was scared maybe they're going to ask from him to pay them for their job as what they did at the end. אבל אם לא לקח גילי מהו, אז הם יעיזו לבקש ממני שכר. וכאשר באמת כך היה לבסוף. That's what he said. כביכול he held their clothes only so they should not ask him to pay them their salary. But at the end, nothing helped. Not only they took him to bed to give them back their clothing, they asked him for salary. And Rab, he forced him to pay them to pay them their salary also. ואם תאמר, כיוון דלמיה בגרי הוא דייק לה רב מן סיום הכתוב ורחות צדקים תשמור, רבה רבה חנה, אמה לא דייק כן בפסוק הנזכר? If Rab, he proved it that he has to pay them their salary also from that same pasuk, the end of that same pasuk, how did Rabah Rabah Hana understood this pasuk? The first part of the pasuk, it means you have to give them back their clothing. Second part of the pasuk, even though they don't deserve it, you have to pay them for their salary. You have to pay them. So how can Rabbi Baruch Hanna on his own, how do you understood the pasuk? והנה חינמי, ייתן להם שכרם, קודם שיתביעו אותו. ונראה לי, דרבב רבי חנן מפרש למען תלך בדרך טובים בדברים שבין אדם לחברו. כמו היי גוונה ורוחות צדיקים תשמור בדברים שבין אדם למקום. רבב רבי חנן, he understood, למען תלך בדרך טובים, that's between בין אדם לחברו, I have to give them back their clothing. But to pay them also on top of this. For the damage that they caused me, I want me to pay them also. He said, the end of the pasuk is not talking between אדם לחברו. The second part of the pasuk is between בן אדם למקום. Until רב, הוא בא רב, הוא פירש לו, גם זה מדבר בדברים שבן אדם לחברו. הוא בא כתוב לרבות חסידות יתרה. So you, for you, רבה ברבה חנה, this is the הלכה. That's what I have to do. That's what I said. But still, we have to understand the חאורת. Also, what the Ben Ish Chai is telling us, I don't understand. How could you force him to do חומרה? For you, for a person like you, you have to, the halakha for you, you have to do humra. Why he has to do humra? I understand his big talmid hakam and everything. Pasuk said, vehabitu aharei Moshe. Okay, I understand. But why the hakam he has to do lima'ala from warzi hayam? He has to do extra from warzi hayam. For what? If the halakha says mutar, mutar, why you have to do extra? And not only he has to do extra, they're forcing him to do extra. And still, you know, we have to understand a little bit more about Rashi. We have also Midrash Rabbah. We read it a few times before. It's here in the Midrash Rabbah and Megillat Rut Parashahe and Pasuk Vav. It says here, Amar bi Yitzhak bar Marion ba hakatub lelemetcha shim adam osim mitzvah ya'asinna bilibab shalim. When the person is coming to do mitzvah, you have to do it with all your heart. Do it 100% לשם שמיים. What does mean? שאילו היה ראובן יודע שהקדוש ברוך הוא מכתיב עליו וישמע ראובן ויצילהו מידם, על כתפו היה מוליכו אצל אביו. If ראובן would have known that the Torah is going to write about him, the מעשה that he did, למען, he told the brothers, you should put him in the pit. Why? The Torah מעידה עליו. Witnessing, what was he thinking? لمعن هتصيل أوتو ميادام لها شيبو الأبيب. The Torah is witnessing that's what Reuben's machshava was. He wanted to save Yosef. So the Midrash said, if Reuben would have known that the Torah is going to write this hashibut about him, he would have done the mitzvah 100%. He would have carried Yosef on his shoulder in front of all the brothers and taken him back to his father. If only if he would have known that's what the Torah is going to write about him. But Habal, he didn't know. That's what the Midrash is saying. So from here to teach us, you're doing mitzvah, do it b'lib shalim. Even Reuben, when he did the mitzvah, if he would have known that the Torah is going to write about him, he would have done it even better. Continue, Midrash continues. V'ilu haya yodea Aharon shekadosh baruchu makhtib alav v'gam innehu yosil krateicha v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. If Aharon would have known that the Torah is going to write about him after his going out to welcome Moshe Rabbeinu to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. He's going to be happy in his heart. If Aharon would have known that the Torah is going to write about him like this, B'tupim u'mcholot ha'yoseh l'krato. He would have bring a DJ and go welcome Moshe Rabbeinu. What is this? That only V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. Habal that Aharon didn't know this. That's what he said. Midrash continues. ואילו היה יודע בועז שהקדוש ברוך הוא מכתיב עליו ויצבות לה קלי ותאכל ותשבע ותותר. If Boaz would have known that Torah is going to write about him, that the chesed that he did with Ruth, that he gave her some kali, some wheat kernels to eat, if he would have known that Torah is going to write that chesed about him, עגלות מפותמות היה מאכילה. He would have made her חרוף מחשי. Would have make her, you know, the agalot putamot, he would have made her. So that's what Habad that he didn't know. That's what, that's here what Hakim tell us. That's what the Midrash here is saying. End of Midrash. Obviously, this is Midrash, Omer Lecha Dorsheni. And what's going on? Is the Hakim and the Midrash, they're coming to minimize the Ma'aseh Hesed that these Gedolim did? I don't understand. The Midrash, the Psukim, it sounds like they did something extraordinary for the other party. And the Midrash is saying, if they would have known, they would have done it even better. That means what, we're coming to lower their ma'ala now? Hasbi shalom. Aharon Kohen, Boaz, Reuben, all these tzaddikim, giant, we're coming to lower their level now? I don't understand. Not only this, Chavarana, we're putting kibyachol on them, these three tzaddikim, that they did not do the mizvah 100%. That's what the Midrash is saying. You should do the mizvah 100%, not like Aharon, not like Al-Aza, what's his name, Reuben, not like Boaz. You know, you have to do it 100%. If they would have known, they would have done it 100%. That means they did not do the mizvah 100%. And they're also, they're looking what the Torah is going to write about them. Is that why they're doing the mizvah? Because they want to show off, oh, the Torah is going to write this about me? I have to do it even better. That means they're doing all the mizvot to show off, Hasbi Shalom. How to understand the Midrash from beginning to end? What's going on here in the Midrash? So I saw something very interesting. He writes here in Sefer Shemen Rosh, Daf Shin Lamed He. He writes here, he says, "Ubi'aru ha'mfarshim," after he quotes that Midrash, he said, "Ubi'aru ha'mfarshim, ki mi she'omed l'nes ul'dugma la'achirim, l'chanech ul'lamed ech le'etnaheg, אם רוצה שהם יעשו וילכו בדרכיו, לא די שיעשה רק מה שמוטל ומחויב לעשות, אלא יש לו להוסיף בהדור ובזריזות. וואי, שאפילו הם לא ילמדו ממנו כולו, אלא רק מקצתו, יהיה בו כדי סביעה לשלמות." So he said, if someone's coming to teach others, that he's going to be the role model to teach others, that person, it's not enough for him to do 100%. Why? Because if that person who was big tzaddik, he did 100%, people are going to look at him, take a look. This tzaddik, he did 100%. Yeah, of course, because he was big tzaddik. For me, if I do 40%, 50%, 60%, 65%, I passed. That's it. I passed the test. What's passing line? 65, no? So the 65, I passed. That's it. Enough for me. He was tzaddik. That's why he did 100%. So he said, if that person is becoming the role model, people are going to look up to him. People are looking up to him. That person is not enough to do 100%. He has to do 150%, to do 200%. More than was Yahayab. Why? Because now people, they look at him. He was big tzaddik. He did 150%. So for me, I'm not tzaddik like him. So I have to do 100%. But if he, that role model, did 100%, people are going to end up, you know, they're doing لَمِحْسَى لَشَعِيشُ رَبِيعَ, they're not going to do anything at the end. So that's what he has to do, more than Warzi Hayyam. With this also, I explained once that we have L'Khaura, we have L'Alakha and L'Shulhan Aruch, we know by L'Khot Hanukkah, brought down the Gemara, Masichat Shabbat, how many candles you have to light by Hanukkah? The Gemara writes, it said, Mizbat near Hanukkah, near Ishu Beito. One candle per night, that's what I have to light. Even, I don't care how many kids you have in the house, how many family members you have in the house, it doesn't make any difference. And that doesn't make a difference. One candle per night for the whole house. That's Me'akaradin, this is the halakha. If the person, the Gemara said, he wants to do Mahadrin, he wants to do Humra, wants to do extra, what should he do? The Gemara said, he should light one candle per person every night. How many people you have in the household? There are 7 people in the household. The first night he light 7, second night he light 7, third night he light 7, and so on. All the time 7. That's Mahadrim, if you want to be Mahmir. But if you want to be Mahadrim in a Mahadrim, extra Mahmir, not only Mahmir, if you want to be extra Mahmir, then the first night you light 1, second night you light 2, third night you light 3, and you go up like Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai, they have a different opinion. We follow Bet Hillel. That you go up. Musif Veholech. Why? Ma'alim b'kodesh v'inu moridim. That's the sbarah of Beit Hillel. That's what we follow. That's what everyone today they follow. The first night light 1, second night light 2, and you go up. That's what it is. That's what the Gemara said. And interesting enough, when you open up the Shulchan Aruch, the person who wants to learn on Chot Hanukkah, okay, no problem. Open up Shulchan Aruch. It says here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, safe bet, he writes here, Kamal Nirot Madlik. The person is learning. He wants to know how many candles he has to light. בלילה הראשון מדליק אחד, מכאן ואילך מוסיף והולך אחד בכל לילה, עד שבליל האחרון יהיו 8. ואפילו מרבים בני הבית לא ידליקו יותר. שולחן ערוך, teaching us הלכה, person wants to know what to do. So open up שולחן ערוך, first night you light 1, second night you light two, third night you light three, and you go up like Bet Hillel. Is this the halakha? Is that halakha? I don't understand. The Gemara said the Akar halakha is one candle per night. I don't care how many people you have in the house. One candle, it's enough. That's the mitzvah. The what the Shulchan Aruch brought in the halakha, that's not the halakha, and not the mahmirim, the extra mahmirim. Is this the halakha? Shulchan Aruch was supposed to tell us, halakha, you have to light one candle per night. If you want to be mahmir or extra mahmir, that's what you have to do. But if you skip the akar halakha, you skip the mahmirim, you went all the way to the extra mahmirim. Is this the halakha? Hachid dina hachid? I don't understand. So here I saw in Sefer Yalkut Yosef as a new edition about Hanukkah. He is Ma'arich here. He says in Daf Kuf Zayin and so on. He's Ma'arich here, the Rab. And he brings down here. He says, he has a few ways how to answer it. We'll read one of them. He said, "Efshar shemaran lo usrach lefareshet akar ha-din. דמה בכך שכך הוא מעקר הדין. הרי סוף כל סוף, הכל נהגו בכל המקומות כמהדרין, שמוסיף והולך בכל יום." So I said, what do I care about what's עקר הדין? עקר הדין is enough to light one candle, I understand. But since that the manhag, the custom, is a famous custom throughout any part of Am Israel, everyone, the first night you light one, second night you light two, third night you light three, and you go up. If that's the custom, منهج نساء هلاخا. This is the halakha. That's what you have to do. Even though me'akar din is enough. And sure enough, Shulchan Aruch also brings down, if someone is ani, he doesn't have money, it's enough for him to light one candle. But when he's coming to teach us halakha, halakha, since that Am Yisrael, they accepted upon themselves to do that humrah, so this became automatically, became halakha. And furthermore, he says here, he says, "Daf Kuf Hayet." He said, "B'sefer Yomin da Hanukkah katab liyashib debrei Maran Shulchan Aruch shelo yabi rak din hamadrim nehamadrin. Why? Mishum de lehatlik kemahadrim nehamadrin eno begeder hadur mitzvah. It's not hadur mitzvah anymore. Ela kach hayta takanat Hazal lehadlik me'akar hamitzvah." Said Hachamim, when they wanted to put the halakot of Hanukkah, Hachamim, they wanted us to light the first night one, second night two, third night three, and to go up. That's akar halakha. That's not what it sounds like from the Gemara, but he said, that's akar halakha. V'rak mi she'i efshar lo lekayem ulhadlik bi'akar ha'adlaka shu mahadrim min ha'mahadrin, as tekenu lo ha'zal shegam be'ofanim ha'harim yachol lekayem et ha'mizvah. He said, whenever ha'chakim they were metaken, the mizvah is to go up. If someone cannot afford it, then the Gemara tells us, okay, if you could afford one candle per person, you could do it. If this also you cannot afford, light one candle for the whole family. For the whole house, light one candle. That's what he wants to say. He said, but akar halakha, you have to be musif veholech. And he said, he brings also few rayot to this. He said, because the Gemara asked Masechet Arachin, how come on Hanukkah we read the Hallel, full Hallel, every single day, and on Pesach, only the first day. And Chos La'aretz here, we said it 2 days only, Hallel Shalem. Full Hallel, only 2 days. The rest of the Pesach is only short Hallel. How come by Hanukkah you read full Hallel? He says here, כל ימי חנוכה גורין את ההלל, ואילו בפסח אין גורין אלא יום אחד בלבד, ומטעם דימי סוכות חלוקין הן בקורבנותיהם, וימי פסח אין חלוקין. ופירש ראשי בספר הפרדס, דף קופצה דקחית, שחנוכה הווה דומיה דיחג, משום דחלוק בקורבנותיו. They have some הגהות, and the ראשי בספר הפרדס, דחלוק בנרותיו. Since that every night we light different number of candles, so it's similar to Hag HaSukkot, that every night, every day, I'm sorry, we have to say full Hallel. Why? Same way by Hag HaSukkot, every day we have full Hallel. Why? Because Haluk B'Korbenotav. Here also Hanukkah, Haluk B'Nerotav. So he said, that's what Hakim Deor Metaken. Hakim Deor Metaken, full Hallel. Why to say full Hallel? Because that's what it's supposed to be. Is this the Halakha? Halakha is one candle is enough. So why you put full Hallel? It's enough to say Hallel, full Hallel one day only. Ella, since that Akara halakha, Sefer Yomin da Hanukkah, he wants to say Akara halakha is to light first night one, second night two, third night three, and go up. That's Akara halakha. If you cannot afford it, then you go down level. You cannot afford it, you go down to one candle for the whole family. That's where he brings down. But there are a few answers also to this question. But I heard also a different answer that they said, since that Hanukkah, where does the word Hanukkah came from? Hanukkah is more Hanukkah Tabayit, to teach someone. He said, if you're coming to teach someone else halakhot, you don't teach him Akar HaDin. Why? Because if you're going to teach him Akar HaDin, then people, they don't listen 100% to what you say. You tell them you have to do this, then they do half of what you say. So that's enough. I'm going step by step, you know. One day I'll reach to do what the Rabbi tells me. But for now, it's enough to do half of what he tells. It's better than nothing. Many people, they think this way. That's why I said, if you're teaching others, you have to teach them extra humrah, not only humrah, extra humrah. Because if later on, the people, they're not going to do the extra humrah that you told them, they're going to say, no, that's too much for me, I cannot do it. It's enough to light one candle. So, okay, perfect, that's what we want. That's akar halakha. That's what he told us. Similar to the idea to hear what the Shem Rosh is saying here. He said, "Im rosei shehem ya'asu b'ilchu b'drachav." It's not enough she'ya'aseh rak ma she'mutar lo m'chuyab la'asot. They have to do extra so they should learn the Akar HaDin. V'hene ha'sipurim she'sipra ha'torah ha'kdusha hem ba'im l'lemed l'bnei adam eich yesh l'hetnaheg. L'lmod m'reuben eich yesh l'msor et atzmo l'hatzalat nefashot. ומאהרון ללמוד תוהר הלב מקנאה, ומבועז ללמוד קירוב רחוקים והכנסת אורחים. So he says here, he said, all the stories that the Midrash is telling us, the Torah is telling us, what these tzaddikim they did, Reuben and Boaz and Aaron HaKohen, all what they did, for sure they did whatever they have to do 100%. They did their mitzvah 100%, no question about it. The Midrash is not coming to tell us that to minimize their ma'ala. No, they did 100%. But why the Torah is telling us these stories? Because the Torah wants us to learn from them. They are going to be our role model. Aaron HaKohen to teach us, even though Aaron was older than Moshe, he did not get jealous from Moshe. Adrabah, he was happy for his brother. So that means the Torah wants to teach us from here. You have to learn from Aaron HaKohen. You have to learn from Boaz how much Gemilut Hasidim should do. You have to learn from Reuben how much you should try to help your fellow. Oh, that means they're becoming our role model. So if that's the case, for sure they did 100% whatever they're supposed to. But they didn't know that they are going to be the role model. A role model has to do not only 100%, he has to do 150%. That's what an Midrash meant. It's a beautiful thought that he says here. אבל ובוודאי שהם עשו כל מעשיהם בשלמות הראוי כפי מה שנצרח לאותה שעה. They did their job 100%. There's no question about it. The Midrash is not coming to minimize their ma'ala, חס ושלום. And they're not doing the mitzvot to show off, חס ושלום. They did the mitzvot 100% לשם שמיים. No question about it. But they did not know that the Torah is going to make them our role model. אבל אם היו יודעים שהם יהיו לסמל ולדוגמה על דורות הבאים, היו מזרזים בעצמם לעשות עוד יותר ויותר, ולצאת מהגדר הראוי ביתר שאת. וואי, כדי שהבאים אחריהם, גם אם יאמרו איך נדמה עצמנו לראשונים כמלאכים, ויזניחו קצת מה שראו ושמעו מהקדמונים, אף על פי כן תהיה בעבודתם השלמות הראוי לעשות רצון קונם. It's a beautiful thought that he says here. And really, they did exactly whatever they're supposed to do, but they did not know that they are going to be the role model. If that's the case, if they would have known, they would have done 200%. They did 100%, no question about it. But if they would have known they are going to be the ones, we are going to learn from them, they would have done more than what they're supposed to do. With this, we could come back to Yosef HaTzadik. So that's exactly what happened to Yosef HaTzadik. The Midrash says, "Ashrei ha-geber asher sam Adonai b'tachot zeh Yosef." Not like what the Pirush Yedei Moshe is telling us. Don't do like Yosef. He said, no, we have to do like Yosef, 100%. Because Yosef, he has full bittachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person in Yosef's situation, there's no problem for him to ask for Ishtadlut. He should ask for Ishtadlut. That's why maybe Hashem sent him Sarah Mashkim, especially to Beit HaSohar, to jail. So he should ask him. That's his only way out. Hashem sent him over there, so you should ask for Ishtadlut. There's no problem about it. But since that's Yosef, Asher Sam Hashem Mptacho, what does it mean? Asher Sam Hashem Mptacho, Asher Geba Asher Sam Hashem Mptacho, Kibichol Hashem, he put Yosef, you are the semel, you are the role model of Mptachon be Hashem. Asher Sam Hashem Mptacho, Hashem put Yosef, semel of Mptachon. For you, you're right, you have to do Ishtadlut. There's no problem for doing Ishtadlut. Person like you in that situation, for sure, you must do Ishtadlut. But since that you are going to be the role model, you have to do extra from what you're supposed to have. That's why here the Midrash said, "Velo fanano rabim satich hazab," because he asked Sar Mashkin Kim Zechartani Vezkartani. That's why he was punished another 2 years. Why? Because he was the role model. Someone like Yosef in his position, people are going to look up to him. That person, he has to do 200%, not enough to do 100%. That's what the beautiful Mahshabat here, Wal Hakim, telling us. And you see also the Ma'alaf Yosef at Sadiq, all what he did, and was doing everything, he accepted everything, whatever Hashem is doing to him. He stayed in jail for 10 years for no reason. Like you saw, Allah Avel Bechapo. He didn't do anything. And the other 2 years also, he wasn't supposed to be punished for it. Why he was punished? Because he has to be our role model. That means because of us, Yosef Sadiq has to get punished. If a regular person, he wouldn't get punished. So here, and he accepted everything, Bismaha. Not only this, Hakim tells us when he came out of jail, he came straight to the palace of Pharaoh, and he interpreted the halom of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, he was amazed from him. He told his people, "Hanumsach haze ish asher ruach Elohim bo." Would you find on earth a person like Yosef that he has ruach hakodesh? No one like him on earth. One of Farshim they asked, "What do you mean? Who told you no one like him? Maybe there are other people that you don't know about. Who told you there are no people like him?" And I said, "No. Hanumsach haze ish asher ruach Elohim bo." What does mean haze? I mean a person in his situation. For sure, I'm sure you would find people that they have Ruach HaKodesh, but those that have Ruach HaKodesh, like Gemara Masechet Shabbat, the Flamet said, "Ein Shekhinah Shura, lo mtok atzbut, lo mtok atzlut, ila mtok simcha shel mitzvah." If the person is not happy, he would not have Ruach HaKodesh. And Yosef HaSadiq, even though he was in jail for 10 years, and after that, because he opened up his mouth, and he has to be our role model, he has to get punished because of us, and nevertheless, he accepted it. And he kept quiet. Not only he kept quiet, he was happy also. If he wasn't happy, he wouldn't have Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Pharaoh said. Hanumsach haze in his situation, in Yosef's situation, and still have Ruach HaKodesh. This you would never find. That's what the Pharaoh was saying. And not only this, if you think about it also, imagine if a guy that his master, he was working for his master, and his master, for no reason, he put him in jail. And his master's wife, she was trying to do whatever she was trying to hurt him and to do whatever she was telling him, "I'm going to poke your eye." He told her, "Hashem poke havrim." What the Midrashim said, a lot of things she wanted to do to him. He told her, "I'm not scared from you. Kadosh Baruch Hu could cure me." That means, take a look how much they were against him. The wife was against him and her husband was also against him. Even though her husband, you know, Tam Uziel brings down, last week's parasha, that her husband knew that there was a baby, Ben Yomo, baby, the newborn, and a miracle happened. He opened up the baby, opened up his mouth, and he was telling Yosef's master exactly what happened. That she's the one she was trying to convince him to do the Abira. But his master, he doesn't want to leave Yosef out. Why? Because since that she was screaming, "Take a look what he wants to do to me, that Yosef." So he doesn't want his wife to get embarrassed. That's why he put him in jail. That means, imagine if the regular person, how much hate would Yosef was supposed to have against Potiphar and against his wife. Nevertheless, at the end, he doesn't have anything against them. He married their daughter. Asher yad lelo asinat, but Potiphar, he married their daughter. It means they were his father and mother-in-law. Imagine how much love that he had Yosef Tzadik. Even though all what he did to him, nevertheless, he said, "It's not you. If you're doing this to me, it means Hashem. He wants to punish me for whatever I did. That's my hashbon between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not you. You're only the stick that Hashem sent. I have nothing against you. Even though all what they tried to do to him, at the end, he married their daughter." Why? To show them that's a ma'alaf Yosef Sadiq. All what he went through, accepted everything b'simcha. That's Yosef Sadiq. That's what Hakim tells us, that's the lesson that we have to learn from Yosef HaSadiq, that we have to be b'simcha, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does, if the person has to be b'simcha, you have to learn from him, look up to Yosef HaSadiq, and Be'ezer Hashem, these zechiyot, we're going to be zochei Be'ezer Hashem, l'mot HaMashiach. Hakim tells us, especially now we are in the days of Hanukkah, last few days of Hanukkah, Hakim tells us, Mashiach, what's Mashiach Rashi Tibot? Mashiach Rashi Tibot, Madlikim Shemunat Yemei Hanukkah. את ראשית רבות אף משיח בעזר השם, קדש ברוך הוא, שעושה לעצמשיח, זכינו ונזכה לגולה של אמם, רבי ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנינא בן עקשיא אומר השגת שברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך רבי להם את המצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו ירדיד תורה וידיר.